This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We will give you guys the latest on the coronavirus. But first, we need to talk about gray hair. So a huge headline, the number two headline in health news is scientists figured out why we gray. And I don't understand why my friends obsess about it. This is kind of something I haven't really revealed to everybody. I couldn't wait to get gray hair. It's really weird. But it would make sense to you in a second. I would see my friends turn gray, and I'd get jealous. And I'd be like, I wish I had that. It's not because I want to look smarter. Trust me, it's going to take a whole slew of plastic surgeons to try to make me look smarter. I was born blonde, and then the blonde hair fell out, my mom said. And while I was crying, because I always wanted to be a blonde, and as a baby, I'm trying to grab my blonde hair that fell out, my hair grew back, and it grew back brown. And then it grew back darker, and I went from being a blonde to strawberry blonde to brown hair to brunette, and then I was a brunette for most of my life. And I would try to dye my hair blonde, and it's hard. It would turn orange, and, you know, it wouldn't work, and I couldn't become a blonde. I put so much bleach on it, and then I would see that these women whose hair was gray, they'd come out and their hair would look really, really blonde. See, I'm still not exactly there because, again, my hair is so dark. So I'm like, as soon as I could turn gray, I could then do the, you know, I like the ash, not bleach blonde. I like the ash blonde, like the Heather Locklear white blonde. That's the blonde I really, really like. That's the blonde I really, really want. But I really can't do that until I'm gray. So here I'm probably one of the very few people that really, really cannot wait to turn gray because then I could get the hair color I finally want. So in health news, scientists think they know why we turn gray. And it has to do with stress. Now, okay, it's not that you turn gray. Basically, each hair follicle has stem cells that can convert and become pigment cells that give off melanin. Melanin is what gives us our color, okay? The more melanin, the darker the color. So when your hair doesn't have melanin, it grows out kind of colorless. So it grows out maybe white or clearish or grayish. So it's not that you're growing gray, it's just that it loses color. And then for some people it would look gray. Now, in some families, there's a genetic predisposition to turning gray or to salt and pepper, to have a certain look. You have some guys, their hair just all turns white. You know, so there's various ways of how, you know, hair can look. I think gray hair is sexy. I just do. I love it. Even women with gray hair look great. I think it's a good look. But your lack of melanin is what causes that. I don't get gray hair. My hair is like colorless. It's like white when it comes out. And I'm like, oh my God, I could do anything to it. I could dye it blue, dye it, you know, whatever. So basically, scientists, Brazilian and the U.S., combined forces looked at this. And what they did is they thought, well, maybe it has to just do with cortisol. And this was kind of independent of cortisol. They took mice. So when they stressed mice, it induced their norepinephrine, kind of like their adrenaline. You have epinephrine, norepinephrine, and kind of triggered their flight or fright response. You guys have heard that a lot on my show. Flight or fright responses. Let's say, you know, there's a shooting. You need to get up and bounce. You need your heart rate to start increasing your cardiac output. You need your lungs to open up so you get air. You need to shut down the bowel because you really don't want to be peeing or pooping in the middle of all this. And that's a sympathetic nervous system. Whereas the parasympathetic nervous system changes, allows you to digest the food, allows you to go potty, you know, because you're not running or in flight or fright. In this flight or fright stage, with mice, they found out that these mice would go gray. And they think what happened is the norepinephrine caused the stem cells to hurry up and move and do what they need to. And so the stem cells, they started to deplete. And so stem cells can kind of turn into a variety of things, depending on how we coax them or depending on their genetic propensity. And so they found that when the stress triggered this norepinephrine system, whether it included cortisol or not, you ended up using more of your stem cells. These stem cells then were depleted. So when the mice's hair needed, you know, melanin, there weren't any left. And that's their theory. And the damage is permanent. It's not like you could grow more stem cells. You could transplant more stem cells. They also found that there was a protein, the cyclin-dependent kinase, was involved. If they suppressed that, which sometimes the norepinephrine could do, it could also change the color of the fur. But get this, in one of the studies, there was a blood pressure medication, an antihypertensive, that the researchers could use to stave off the depletion of these stem cells and possibly protect gray. Now, why do we give a damn? Well, because I don't really care about the gray. I can't wait for that. I care about aging. And if we are depleting things and aging more and quicker, I would love to reverse that. And if they're talking about having a high blood pressure medicine that could do that, even if I don't have high blood pressure medicine, man, I'll take 5 of those because I really don't want to age any more than I have. Because I'm not aging well at all. I am not aging well. Everyone's like, oh, you're going to age fine because all the women in our family age fine. I'm like, no, y'all don't. Y'all look cray-cray. No way. No way. I do not want to look like you guys, right, when I'm 40. And I do. I look like that in my 40s. I love the women in my family, but, oh, man, I've been trying to prevent that for so long. They've been trying to prevent looking like me. So reduce your stress. It shows that stress ages you. Okay, and this isn't just, if stress can affect the little baby melanin-producing cells of the hair, what do you think it's doing to your brain cells? What do you think it's doing to your ovaries or your testicles or your heart or your lungs? Stress is bad. And honestly, I mean, look what's going on in China. That's stressful. You know, we get all our panties all up in a bunch because of elections and all that. You don't know what stress is. So slow your roll, relax, make sure to smell the roses, and don't turn gray.
1-877-DR-DAHLIA here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's catch you guys up on this deadly coronavirus. All right. Now the death toll is up to 18. They believe it has affected already over 10,000 people. The city of Wuhan in China has now closed down. You can't enter and you can't leave. And a lot of people are getting all freaked out. So let me kind of walk everybody through this. I don't know if many of you have seen the Chernobyl miniseries. I'm finishing it up right now. I got one more episode to watch. And with Chernobyl, when the nuclear power plant accident happened, immediately the government officials, according to the miniseries and from what we understand from reports, kind of shut the city down, and they didn't want people to leave because they didn't want the press knowing and they didn't want spread of wrong information. And so not being able to leave when there's an outbreak or an epidemic, such as a possible SARS-like disease, a severe acute respiratory syndrome, is pretty scary. And people may want to get the heck out of Dodge. That was a big concern with Ebola also. And when the latest Ebola outbreak, you know, some people wanted to kind of flee and get the heck out of there and not go in and get checked because they did not want to be quarantined. They didn't want to be stuck. They didn't want their family stuck. If there's an outbreak, let's get out. So it's a very, very fearful time for a lot of people. And in America, we've already had our first case. A young guy, 30 years old, who had traveled from Wuhan, was in Washington State. We think he came into close contact with 16 people before being quarantined. So let's kind of break down what's going on, and then we'll talk it through. So this is a coronavirus. It's a very, very deadly virus in a simple, same family as a simple coronavirus. We have a simple cough, simple cold. It could be a coronavirus. Or you could have this deadly SARS, a severe acute respiratory syndrome that causes respiratory failure, pneumonia, and death. And it could be the same family of viruses. This particular strain, they say, is new. 18 people with the virus are now confirmed to have died. More than 600 have been infected in at least 10 countries. But they believe that over 10,000 people may have it. Because we, again, are in cough and cold season. So if the average person isn't going to get screened, and if they have a mild case, you don't know. They believe that 2 in every 100 cases can die, or 1 in every 50 who get this could die. A third city in China, according to Daily Mail, has gone into lockdown today. Officials are trying to stop the spread of deadly new coronavirus. As you know, Chinese New Year starts on the 25th in Beijing. Major events have been canceled. Authorities in Zihao have shut down train stations. Huang'an has announced it's also going to suspend public buses and trains. So Wuhan is kind of a hub where this epicenter of the outbreak, they believe, started. It has remained on lockdown, all flights in and outbound canceled. Residents have been banned from leaving. Scenes of chaos as desperate families are fighting for food and supplies. Chinese officials are starting to disinfect the streets. And parks have clouds of gas. You see this footage emerging with quarantine tents. They are isolating suspected cases. One resident told the BBC that the atmosphere in the city felt like the end of the world. Concerned medics were seen wheeling a suspected patient out of the airport in southeastern China. Three more countries have announced that they have recorded cases, Singapore, Vietnam, and Saudi Arabia. In Singapore was a 66-year-old man who had flown from Wuhan with his family on Monday, recovering in a hospital. A 37-year-old companion is also in the hospital under observation, but not officially diagnosed. In Vietnam, a Chinese father and a son are in the hospital in Ho Chi Minh City. They had flown from Wuhan. They are ill, but in good condition. And then in India, they confirmed that an Indian nurse who was working in Saudi Arabia has been diagnosed with the infection and recovering well. So what that means is now we have 10 countries involved, including the U.S. I don't believe of any cases yet in Europe. And in America, it was a man infected with the virus. He, from what we understand, he is stable, but he has been in close contact with 16 people. I'm surprised just that. I mean, when I come out of the airport, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? Maybe I go to the bathroom. Maybe I stop by and grab a bagel or something. I talk to people in the bathroom going, man, that flight sucked. I know, man, that was long. And did we miss football? Then I'll get in the car, I'll stop by maybe my office, whatever. Hey, what's up? Oh, man, I just got back. I'll even work, come, and then I'll come home. I'm not very good at just getting out of the airport and going home. So I could definitely see myself, you know, talk to tons of people. So World Health Organization is facing increasing pressure to declare the crisis a public health emergency like it did for Ebola and Zika. Apparently, health chiefs are meeting later today to decide that. But, you know, I'm looking at pictures of beautiful areas and parks with gas. You know, it's probably a sanitizing, you know, a disinfectant. What are the symptoms? Well, we talked about this. It's like a cold or flu. You got a runny nose, you got a cough, sore throat, but it could also cause a high temperature. If these symptoms don't go away in a few days, or if they keep getting worse, that could be a sign that this is a very severe acute respiratory syndrome. And the big question parents have is, well, when do we call it? You know, if I think somebody has a real high fever day one, I recommend they get seen. And I know this is very, very controversial for a doctor to say, you know, go get seen on day one. But my problem with it is you need to be, I like the old school medicine where we would confirm what you had. You know, I got a call on a young kid with a high fever. So mom's like, I think it's flu. It could be. Is the kid coughing? Yep. Could be. It could be flu. Flu has fever and a cough. But it could also be pneumonia. It could also be this coronavirus. So there's testing. If she goes to the doctor, you test positive for flu. Okay, we think it's either been the influenza A or influenza B. We could start narrowing it down. And some of these flu tests will tell us A or B. But, you know, somebody with a high fever, not feeling right, was already maybe vaccinated for flu. I don't think it hurts to get yourself seen. The problem with that is we don't want people to go into a medical center and infect others. So it's a very, very scary time in medical communities. And now they're saying that this can be transmitted by droplet transmission. Coughing, sneezing, touching or shaking hands. Because it's originally they said you could only get this from bats. Remember? 2 weeks ago they said you could get it from bats. And then last week they said they believe bats gave it to snakes. And we're like, well, then why the hell do so many people have it? What are people doing with snakes over there in Wuhan? Well, it turns out that they think that this virus jumped from snakes to humans. That means this is a very highly mutatable, unpredictable virus. They believe this might have originally come from a snake at the South China Seafood Wholesale Market. So how do you die from this? Well, you're not going to die from the runny nose, but you can die from respiratory failure and pneumonia. So a cough, chest pain, trouble breathing is bad. If you get a secondary infection, that could lead to sepsis and cause organ failure. So we have currently, these are the latest developments we're getting over the wire right now. Cases have been reported in 25 provinces in China. About 600 patients now affected across the entire world. This 10,000 number is what they are suspecting to be because many people have been sick and not coming in and getting checked. Patients suspected to have the infection are being tested right now in Colombia, Brazil, Mexico, and Canada. Tech giant Huawei has postponed its conference in China. Lunar New Year celebrations planned in Beijing this weekend have been canceled. Singapore became the 8th country today to confirm it has a patient infected. Vietnam the 9th. Saudi Arabia the 10th. U.S. are now monitoring the 16 people that was that got exposed to that gentleman. Social media has been kind of showing chaotic scenes in Wuhan. Wuhan is, I guess, kind of the size of London. And it has been the hub of the outbreak. And in terms of a vaccine, we do not have a vaccine for this. But it sounds like they're already starting to work on it. As of a few days ago, they already started the preliminary stages to try to get that started. But remember, if this is a virus that is very highly mutable, that was able to mutate from a snake host to a human host, that I don't know if they're going to be quick enough with a vaccine, and the virus might change by the time the vaccine gets done. How do we treat coronavirus? There's really no treatment. Right now, we don't have any treatment. Can't really use Tamiflu. I don't think they've tested that yet. So it's fluids, making sure you don't get pneumonia. If you do get a secondary bacterial infection, then giving you an antibiotic. But making sure your lungs are not filling up with fluid, things like that. So scary time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three American firefighters were killed in the crash of an air tanker as they were fighting bushfires in Australia early today. Here's a New South Wales Rural Fire Service spokesman.
There appears to be no survivors as a result of the crash, and initial reports are there was a large fireball associated with the impact of the plane.
There's no indication on what caused the crash. The names of the three American firefighters have not yet been released. As the impeachment trial against him resumes this afternoon in the U.S. Senate, President Trump says he believes the process is the most unfair and corrupt in congressional history. The president again calling it a witch hunt. In a series of tweets this morning, he explained that attorneys general from nearly two dozen states have urged the Senate to reject impeachment, saying the articles, quote, have legal and factual problems. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. The doomsday clock. Have you guys been following this? Yeah, we have a doomsday clock. And apparently, it has been set 100 seconds to midnight. I guess Thursday, 20 seconds closer than its previous time. I'm not sure if that means that we are like supposed to be hitting doomsday soon. But they say that the world is closer to the apocalypse than it has been since the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists began tracking it over 70 years ago. Apparently, during a conference today at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., former Governor Jerry Brown, Mary Robinson, the former President of Ireland, and former U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon unveiled the clock's new time. Rachel Bronson, the group's president and CEO, said today we feel no more optimistic about the world's outlook and that the current environment is unstable due to inaction on climate change and a precarious nuclear landscape, and urged the world's leaders to act on these two issues or else disaster will occur. If decision makers fail to act, citizens around the world should echo the words of climate activist Greta Thunberg and say, how dare you? The threats of climate change and nuclear war, they say, influence the clock's movements closer and farther from midnight, as do global politics. So in 2018, the clock was set 2 minutes from midnight, tying with 1953 for being the closest to the stroke of 12 in its history. So I guess with the doomsday clock, it's 12. That means we're it's doomsday, or the apocalypse starts. The clock has moved backwards and forwards 23 times. Today, its movement made it the 24th time. So it's a gesture trying to cry out to the world that we are in trouble. Now, they say civilization ending nuclear war, whether started by design, blunder, or miscommunication, is a genuine possibility. Climate change that could devastate the planet is undeniably happening, wrote the group in a statement. And for a variety of reasons, that includes a corrupted and manipulated media environment. Democratic governments and other institutions that should be working to address these threats have failed to rise to the challenge. So 17 minutes has been, I believe, the farthest the doomsday clock has ever been from midnight. That was set back in 1991. That's because the Cold War had ended. The U.S. and Soviet Union signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, so basically cut back the nuclear arsenals. And the doomsday clock originated when the scientists involved in the Manhattan Project, the U.S. initiative to develop nuclear weapons after Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings in World War II, the scientists began publishing a newsletter that depicted the doomsday clock on its cover. Since then, the newsletter moved online, and the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists determined midnight by deliberating on global events. So, all right, so this is, it's a gesture, it's a sign, it's a form of communication. People are freaked out about the world. Listen, I'm a doctor, okay? I've had biology training, I've had chemistry training, I'm a scientist in my own right, but I would never call myself a scientist like a nuclear scientist or these chemists and biologists that do it all the time. I was a chemist, I was a biologist, but I don't actively, I mean, I do still actively do research in science, but not the type of science that would pertain to global change and climate change. And what I worry about with my scientific background, all right, is like an asteroid hitting us. I think an asteroid hitting us would be really, really bad. Not because of Armageddon, I make jokes about that. But, you know, as we see in space, there's a lot of crazy stuff going around in space. Okay? And to me, that would be kind of a split second, we're done. I'm also very fearful in terms of infectious disease. An Ebola outbreak, a deadly coronavirus that doesn't get contained, things like that, I think are more immediate threats. I do. I am very scared of another nuclear fallout, like Fukushima or Chernobyl. That stuff is scary. Am I scared that the temperature is getting warmer? No. Maybe I should be. But I think there are immediate threats and immediate things that can hurt us. And I think when we start to chase other concerns, which are important too, mind you, I get, you know, we definitely need to stop, you know, polluting our environment. You know, we need to take care of our waters, take care of our fishes, things like that, you know, have vehicles on the road that aren't polluting the air. I'm for all that. But I think there's a distraction with those sorts of policies away from things that, you know, might need to be addressed. And honestly, I think a major threat to us that's going to get us before climate change is terrorism. So to me, if I was president, I would want to address the more the more urgent threats. Infectious disease, terrorism, national security. So I would probably want to make sure we had our defenses built up. I'd want to make sure we have a fantastic, you know, which we do, but a very, very robust National Guard and military that could, in the event of us needing to quarantine for infectious disease or to help move people out from a natural disaster like an earthquake or, you know, asteroid or whatever, who knows, all right? I would want to build up our defense system. I would want to minimize the number of people who could be on marijuana. Trust me, I was for legalizing marijuana. All right, I know, and that's a very, very democratic philosophy, but I was for legalizing it so we could study it. But I would probably slow our roll and institute a little bit more guidelines on how to make sure people aren't coming to work stoned. Or, you know, because, again, if you are, you know, relaxed and cool and chill, are you really going to be covering your mouth when you sneeze and cough? You know, we're thinking about infectious disease. We need to be on it. We need to be sharp. And so I think, you know, we also need to make sure that we have a strong economy. Because when we don't have a strong economy, crime happens, BS happens, you know, and that's a threat. I mean, if you have people shooting each other and, you know, stealing from each other and, you know, that I think these are going to be the more, I think what's going to get us is an infectious disease, a security issue, a terrorism issue, something is, I think, a bigger threat right now than not allowing the Grand Canyon to become any more a canyon. And again, I'm not trying to minimize the whole climate change, platform and the climate change, philosophy and, you know, means to stave it off. But I just see, I know it's a big issue, but I think we have bigger issues right now at play. And so, you know, I think these fires that consume Northern California, we're finding out that a lot of that might have been at the risk of a lot of these more liberal-leaning rules of, well, you can't cut down the trees and the lines have to be near the trees and the lines near the trees cause them to go on fire. I don't want to deforest. I like our trees. But if you, you know, if you're tying the hands of, you know, industries that are trying to power parts of the state and making them build power lines too close to trees, fires are going to happen. So if you really want to know what I think the biggest threat to our world is, it's stupidity and politics. Okay, we need to be smart about things. We don't want to pollute the earth. We don't want to waste our resources, but we need to also be kind of putting money and time into things that are more urgent, like defense and preventing infectious disease. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do any of you guys watch these TikTok videos? TikTok, I think, took over Vine, where people can do small, short videos. Some of them are really funny. I'll post some of them. Oh, my gosh. Actually, I don't know if it's TikTok. There's this comedian, Christian, is it Del Grosso? I got to look up his last name. There's this kid, Christian, who does a really good job with editing, and he will discuss issues he has with his mom. And so, but he'll dress up as his mom. So he throws on a wig. So he'll be like in bed, you know, sleeping, and it'll be like my mom waking me up. And then he's dressed up as his mom, screaming, "Christian! Christian, wake up!" You know, how I want my mom to ask me to clean my room and how she really asked me to clean my room. So he's like, "Oh, Christian, could you please clean up your room? Oh, that'd be so nice if you could do that." And then in the next scene, it's Christian, you clean this boo-boo-boo up. And my kids love it, you know, because they try to compare it to me. And I do not look like that. I do not act like that. And, or like, there's one video. I posted this on my Facebook. I need to put it on my show page. I don't think we can do it on Twitter because it's too long. Where the mom goes, Christian, come and spend time with the family. So Christian comes downstairs, sits with the family, and then the mom goes, did you know Christian pooped in his pants till he was 10? And the kid has to just sit there. So it's really a lot of realism, you know, and that. And I didn't realize. My kids are like, Mom, that is so you. I go, I have never told anybody that you pooped in your pants till you were 10 because you did it until you were 16. No, I'm just joking. They didn't. But anyway, so, we as parents, we do stuff, and TikTok is for jokes. Well, TikTok turned a very serious turn when Dr. Nicole Baldwin, a Cincinnati pediatrician, had a lot of concern about misleading anti-vaccine social media posts. And we did a study, me and students from Toro University of Nevada did a study that's going to be published in the journal Clinical Peds. And when that gets published, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of it. And so she was fed up that she did an upbeat message about the benefits of childhood vaccinations. So she posted it on TikTok. It's kind of a platform for short mobile videos. It has been seen by over 1.5 million people. But unfortunately, it has generated venom from people who believe that childhood vaccinations are dangerous. Dr. Baldwin said, I have been the subject of a tsunami of negative comments on all of my social media. There have been negative fraudulent rumors. She has been called public enemy number one. Somebody else posted that dead doctors don't lie and has been the subject of phone calls that threatened to shut her practice down. Others who have taken to posting negative reviews about her practice. Now, what I want to talk about is why are people so mad? I mean, people will say, gosh, well, those people who are anti-vaxxers are crazy. No. Let's stop for a second. Okay, you know, put emotions aside. Here's a doctor who's, you know, educating the public, doing what she's supposed to. She's board certified. I'm board certified in family medicine. I'm pro-vaccines. But we need to listen for a second here. Why are people that mad? I mean, you know, you'll hear like a pharmaceutical company say, oh, our drug is really, really good. And nobody's going to go online and, you know, do death threats and threat. I mean, nobody's going to, you know, but they're like, oh, your drug sucks. Maybe that's the most of it. But you have people out there that are very angry. Has anybody asked why? Why are they so angry? Did one of them have a child that was the one in a million who got a, you know, side effect to the vaccine? Was one of them, you know, did they get sick after the vaccine or did they, you know, are they concerned about the components in the vaccines? If we don't stop and listen to what the anti-vaxxers are saying, and we just call them crazy, we're not going to get anywhere. I mean, the big problem we have right now with our vaccine program is there's this push in the media to make anybody who's anti-vaccine look crazy, look, you know, like whack jobs. And there may be some concerns that we in the pro-vaccine community need to listen to. If somebody, you know, I mean, I listen because I had patients who were discriminated against as being anti-vaccine, that the pediatrician would not take care of the child. They were discharged from the office. And many of you would say, well, that's good because you don't want the child infecting others. But then the child would have an ear infection or would have flu. And I'm like, well, the kid is, this isn't the kid's choice whether they're vaccinated or not. It's the parents. I'm like, the kid is sick. I'm going to take care of the kid. So I ended up taking care of a lot of kids who weren't vaccinated, not because I was choosing sides, but one, it's not the kid's fault if the parents choose not to vaccinate. The kid can't control the parents. And number two, you got a sick kid. You got a sick kid. I'm going to take care of the kid. I mean, I'm a doctor. That's what I do. So, but I would talk to the parents. And I'm like, look, it's a safe zone here. You need to know I'm pro-vaccine. But why did you choose not to? I just want to know your thinking. Educate me. Now, some of them, and remember, this was even before the internet. You know, right now, and my study with the students highlights misinformation on the internet. But this was before social media. Right? And so we couldn't blame them. And I'm like, you know, why? What is your concern? And some would say, well, I had a friend, you know, child, I took care of the child, child acted normal, child was giggly, child was communicative, all of a sudden after last shot, child's different. And that scared me. Now, in the medical community, we're like, okay, we can't blame that on the vaccine, and I agree with that. But as a parent, that has got to be really scary. And as a parent's friend, or a family member or caretaker, they're like, can somebody tell me what the hell happened to this kid? And so when you're a parent and your job is to take care of a child, the child, and you see something bad happen after, you know, somebody does something, you know, or they get a treatment, you are going to want to protect that child. And I found a majority of these parents weren't not choosing vaccines because they were crazy. It's because they wanted to protect their child. Like, my child's healthy. I don't want anything injected into my healthy, giggly child. I'm afraid somebody's going to stick something into them and my kid's going to have an adverse effect. That is a very valid concern. We need to address it in the medical community, but it's a valid concern. Let them air that concern so that you can educate them. Also, there were a lot of parents that said, look, I'm not anti-vaccine at all. It's just I don't want to do six at one time. Can I spread it out? And so for years, a lot of doctors are like, we'll work with you. As long as you're going to get that kid vaccinated, we will spread it out. And then some health departments are like, no, they have to just get them all done, you know, because there's more room for missing things and, you know, whatever. And you do have to, with certain vaccines, to make sure you do the boosters on time. But I had a lot of parents saying, look, can I just do the tetanus and the hepatitis now? And I'm like, well, what about polio? The kid needs to be, you know, vaccinated against that too. So when you really talk to some of these anti-vaxxers, and we shouldn't even call them anti-vaxxers, when you talk to some of these people that aren't as excited and zealous about vaccination, you need to dissect and find out why. And there's a whole bunch of different sects, but, you know, of people and their concerns about vaccines. So when you see somebody saying that this doctor is a public enemy, you're like, okay, so why? What are you concerned about? What are you worried about? Well, there was a vaccine where, you know, people died and, you know, let us then educate you on the facts. You know, maybe we can work together. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.